Here's your morning brief for Friday, July 15th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Sources say that Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia has said he won't support a broad economic package backed by President Biden that includes climate provisions or raises taxes. A spokeswoman for Manchin said the senator believes it's time for leaders to put political agendas aside, reevaluate, and adjust to the economic realities the country faces. A White House spokesman declined to comment. Manchin's vote is crucial in the evenly decided Senate as Democrats work to advance their agenda before the August break. China reported its weakest economic growth rate in over 2 years, reflecting costs imposed by Beijing's zero-COVID policies. The country narrowly avoided a contraction in the second quarter, with GDP expanding at a 0.4% annual rate. We're exclusively reporting that Amazon has begun drastically reducing the number of items it sells under its own brands amid disappointing sales. Sources also say the e-commerce giant has discussed the possibility of entirely exiting the private label business to alleviate regulatory pressure. Amazon says that it never seriously considered closing its private label business and that it's continuing to invest in the area. Markets in Asia ended mostly lower, while European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures are higher ahead of a slew of data due out this morning, including retail sales, industrial production, and consumer sentiment. And on the earnings front, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, BlackRock, and United Health Group are set to report results today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.